Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. A Burlington County father of three made his first appearance in court after child endangerment charges were filed in the death of his four-year-old son, who accidentally shot himself in the family home 2 weeks ago. We get the story from Mount Holly and KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Judge Mark Tarantino handled the hearing with Mac on a video link. Defense attorney Rick Isolda appreciates how difficult a case this is going to be.
Prosecutor's office took a reasonable position by not seeking to detain him. And I know that they feel compassion for my client.
Still, those prosecutors contend Lincoln Mack would be alive today if Dad had only stored his guns properly. Neighbors in Pemberton have used the GoFundMe page to help the family defray funeral expenses. The family, which includes another son and a daughter, remains in the home where the tragedy occurred.
Mack surrendered several other guns he legally owned. He will be in court again in April. The 23-year-old Philadelphian accused of raping a woman in Love Park last month has been held over for trial on all charges. His accuser took the stand testifying he ruined her life. KYW's Paul Kurtz has more on the preliminary hearing.
Prosecutors presented three witnesses, including the victim of the January 25th attack, who recounted what had been her daily routine of walking to work through Love Park at around 5:30 in the morning when she sensed someone following her. She then described in graphic detail getting punched to the ground and raped, screaming for help, and the defendant telling her to be quiet or, quote, I will hurt you. She then broke down on the stand, screaming out, I can't live right no more. He messed my life up. I used to love Love Park, and now I hate that place. Assistant DA Dana Masciantonio.
I don't think it's ever unexpected for a victim to start expressing how they feel.
Quindell Campbell is charged with rape, aggravated assault, and a slew of related offenses. He'll be arraigned March 5th. A 19-year-old girl is dead after a shooting Wednesday outside a North Philadelphia Catholic school. But as KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains, police believe they may have the suspects.
Just after school let out around 3:30 in the afternoon, 19-year-old Yaniah Foster was sitting on the steps outside St. Malachi School at 11th and Thompson with three men she knew around her. Two men then came up from 11th Street and began to shoot at them.
As soon as they turned that corner, you could see that they opened fire. You could see the crowd react.
Captain Jason Smith says Foster was struck in the head, later dying at the hospital, and a 23-year-old man sitting in his car was also hit.
An innocent bystander. Seated inside the car, a shot just happened to go through the rear windshield, striking him in the head. Thank God he's going to be okay.
Detectives say they found stolen guns inside a silver car in the parking lot, which matched the cartridge casings found at the scene, but still need ballistics tests. On January 7th, there was a water main break at 3rd and Arch. Since that time, the water department says about 20 feet of 8-inch water main has been replaced and put back into service. Work that is still needed includes the lining of the sewer system and the restoration of the street. PECO continues to work on its electrical systems that were damaged in the flood. The water department estimated the entire project would take about 8 weeks. Now it says it's going to take up to 10 weeks before the street is reopened. Since the main break, Old City residents had access to shops, but the street closure did cause a drastic decline in business, according to store owners, including Jay Lodiah, who owns a souvenir shop along 3rd Street. He says he's offering a 10% discount to customers during the street closures.
It is very bad. And if I see anybody looking, I try to get them inside.
Lodiah says every day matters when trying to keep his business running. The Philadelphia Freedom Fighters, who once worked with attorney and activist Cecil B. Moore, celebrated Thursday, less than a week after the mural of the beloved mentor was defaced. As KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg explains, the racial slur has been removed.
This was disheartening, but the way they did it and the fast that they had done it, it was a godsend. And they did a wonderful job.
Karen Asper Jordan is president of the Philadelphia Freedom Fighters. She says they were outraged that someone had spray painted a racial slur on the mural, which depicts portraits of Cecil B. Moore at 17th and Jefferson Streets. But she says she's grateful that Mural Arts quickly sent a team to repair the damage.
And then I would drive by just to take a picture to see, and I could see the fading over time, just over the course of a day.
Philadelphia police are looking at surveillance footage now from the area, but so far, no suspects have been identified. That's the All Local. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.